rang the emergency number, which in this case was speedily responded to, and the local area team here rang me back as well and responded fairly swiftly, anything that I'm aware of. We were lucky enough, nature is a very, very strong opponent, and the problems that existed for some people last night were indeed, I'm sure, harrowing and very, very, very concerning. The council gullies, in some cases, and there's repeat areas that seem to flood all the time, and those areas caused a lot of alarm last night as well. And I think it's important that the council maintain gullies, particularly in the certain places that are prone to flooding. I know that they did do that in some areas here last week. There's all areas that remain done, and it's important that's done as speedily as possible. But I would like to acknowledge the efforts made by the council staff who did respond last night, and just, you know, they have to be acknowledged in that. But there is a caution that nature is a strong opponent. It's an opponent that we won't always win against, and we need to be on the ball and make sure that gullies and drains and places that are frequently flood are maintained to the best possible standard.
They do raise concerns about various gullies in different parts of the county not being maintained possibly as regularly as they should be. Is it a county-wide sort of review that you'd be looking for here?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying in relation to the Lifferston earlier MD, and it would be the same county-wide, I'm sure. But, you know, areas that don't cause a problem need to be kept an eye on, that the gullies are cleared and it doesn't happen in other areas, so that it's problematic every time it rains. I think that it's very important that the council are seen to do the best they can in those circumstances. You can't always predict where the rain is going to fall, such as last night it fell in certain locations and not very close by in others. But you know, the people that are under threat, it's inconvenienced. And although there's property that was affected last night, I'm not aware of any homes that were flooded. But just calling on the council to do the best they can to ensure that insofar as it's possible, they prevent this from happening.